Baby, I Got It. Hey, this little tribute to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, passed this week, and so sad to see that American legend move on. But boy, she graced us with a tremendous amount of wonderful music.
Another Michigan treasure.
Right, exactly. But speaking of Michigan treasures, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob was on vacation last week and spent some time in the UP. We got somebody on the grilling line right now. You met, right, Bob?
That's right. On my Superior summer tour, I ended up in Grand Marais, and the first thing I noticed when I rolled into town was a beautiful sign that said Lake Superior Brewing Company, and I hit my wife in the arm and I said, let's get some lunch.
Right.
So on the live line right now is the manager and one of the former brewers, David Beckwith. How you doing, David?
Good, Bob. How you doing? Hey, Jop, how you doing?
Hey, I'm well. Thanks for making time for us. I know this is a busy time of year up there. People like to drink beer when they're in your town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We like to drink beer and we live in this town.
Yeah. There you go.
It's addicting.
Right.
So what I did was we went in, we got a table, and we sat down, and you had a bunch of taps. So I ordered two flights, and it was an absolute delight. I just want to know if you'd tell everybody about what those beers were that were on those flights.
Well, those beers are six basic beers. I think we do, I think you had the wheat, the blueberry wheat.
Wonderful.
A pale ale, Sandstone Pale Ale, which is our kind of our flagship beer. We also do an IPA. And Session IPA. Now, I'm not sure what was on tap that day.
Yep, all those. And I believe there was a stout. And
there is a stout, and we may have even had a beer from another brewery.
KBC, you did. You had Keweenaw Brewing Company. You had their amber in.
Right, yeah. Sometimes we just, you know, we can't keep up. Beer goes out the door as fast as we can brew it.
Well, that's the way it should work, right? That's a sign of a great brewer and a good brewery, because you know what you're doing, and you get a chance to support your that, you know, that's the coolest thing about Michigan breweries is they support each other. They're competitors, but you support each other. Like you said, hey, we're running a little low on this. I'll grab one of my competitors' beers and put it on my tap, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. We do... you know, we all pretty much know each other also, you know, and, you know, it's a great relationship we have with all the brewers here, you know, in Michigan.
So tell me a little bit about the history of the brewery, because you guys have been around a while.
Been around since 94. Actually, probably started brewing in 95, but back in the day, it was tough to find... used equipment, you know. Now you can find it anywhere, but back in 1994, there wasn't much around. And the funny story is, a guy come in on his motorcycle and he said, hey, I was just in Slidell, Louisiana, and I talked to some guys that have some used equipment. And we give the guy actually had their phone number. We called him up, we ended up going to Slidell and picking up some used equipment.
Wow. That's a fun road trip.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. So you were microbrew before microbrew was cool. 1995, getting a start, man. You're bumping up against 25 years here pretty soon. That's great.
Yep, 24 now. I've been here 24 years. I started, you know, as the first brewer, and I brewed 14 years, and then I don't know if I could say I got a raise or a promotion, because I sure did love being in my brewery, but I ended up as general manager, and pretty tough to do it all, you know, so
well,
I hired it out, and we have an amazing brewer right now in Sean DeWitt, young kid he's not really that young, but to me he is, because I'm an old man, but he's got such a heart and passion for it that... he's brought everything back that I started back in, you know, the 90s, and we're just flying with it.
So, David, when somebody wheels into town there, they want a little bun in their belly in addition to the beer. I hear you got some pretty good food. Tell me a little bit about the restaurant.
Well, we do have a full, you know, we have a full restaurant, full menu. I've got, right now, summertime, whitefish is the killer right now. That's where we go. That's our go-to. I'm doing darn near 100 pounds a day of whitefish going out the door.
Wow. So how are you preparing that?
Mostly, it's a breaded. We skin it. We skin all our whitefish. We get it in as fillets. We skin all the fillets except for what we broil, which is minimal, really, because everybody wants that that whitefish basket or the whitefish tacos. That's our big thing.
Wow.
Whitefish tacos, everybody says it's the best they've ever had. And I kind of got to agree with them.
I was sorry. I couldn't decide whether whitefish or whitefish tacos, and I should have done both. But I got to tell you, I told you this when I talked to you on the phone earlier this week, that piece of whitefish I had there at Superior Brewing Company. Now, if you just tuned in to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, we're talking with David Beckwith, the general manager of Lake Superior Brewing Company,
I'd like to feature that it's also Lake Superior Brewing Company featuring the Dune Saloon.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. There's another Lake Superior Brewing Company in Duluth, and Duluth, Minnesota.
Oh, that's funny.
Get mixed up.
Right. Well, this is in Grand Marais. This is honestly, if you ever believe anything I tell you, believe this one thing. This is one of the prettiest towns you'll ever roll into on a road trip. You come down this big hill, you see, it's like driving into Gunsmoke. I mean, you see these old storefronts, and there's this big saloon there, and it says Lake Superior Brewing Company, and that piece of whitefish is the very best whitefish I have ever had in my life, and I'm curious what the seasoning profile was.
Oh, I'd have to kill you if I told you that.
Oh, come on. We're a long ways away.
There's nobody listening.
Right.
It is it's a wet batter, I can tell you that.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Is it a wet batter or a dry batter? Just
it's
go there.
A wet beer batter.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
It was fantastic job. Yeah. I'm telling you, it was so good, and we were so full, we were just trying to make sure we ate everything, and forget the fries.
So David, Grand Marais is not that big of a town, but if somebody is headed up there, what's your address?
Actually, we
don't need it.
We don't have a street address.
It'll be obvious,
Job.
It'll be obvious.
I have so much problems trying to order something.
So you can snowmobile up there as well. If you've never been to Grand Marais, Michigan, we have so much more we could talk to you about. But we got to let you get back and serve some beer and cook some whitefish. David Beckwith, Lake Superior Brewing Company. What do you call the saloon?
The Dune Saloon.
The Dune Saloon.
Perfect.
Dude, you got my heart, buddy. I'm coming back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you,
all right,
guys.
David. Okay, great.
Yeah, good guy. You can tell that he's just into this. You know what? The people up there live a different lifestyle than we do. It's very good. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about some health food, believe it or not. Stick with us. We'll be back.